SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At a rally today in Dayton, Ohio, former President Donald Trump says by allowing migrants into the United States, President Biden is undercutting the minority workforce in America.
With his open border policy, Joe Biden has repeatedly stabbed African-American voters in the back, including by granting millions and millions of work permits taking their jobs. The African-American community, the Hispanic community, are going to be the ones that suffer the most. And you know who else? Unions.
Mr. Trump also expressed his sympathy over the deaths and destruction from this week's tornadoes in Ohio and nearby states as well. Republicans and Israeli officials expressing absolute outrage after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer lashed out at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's handling of the war in Gaza and called for Israel to hold new elections. Also at srnnews.com, Russia beginning 3 days of voting yesterday in a presidential election that, of course, all but certain to extend Vladimir Putin's rule for 6 more years. BBC correspondent Vitaly Shevchenko says the election comes with a ruthless crackdown.
These people, they are, well, political pygmies compared to Vladimir Putin, who has engineered the situation when he is the only one. He's a towering figure, and quite literally, there's no one else, because all the effective, popular, vocal opponents of Vladimir Putin, they are either in exile or jail or dead.
And at least half a dozen cases of vandalism at polling places reported. This is SRN News. Well, Christians strongly back Israel in the war.
Lemon Orchard in southern Israel. Volunteers provide extra hands for farmers struggling to harvest crops. Swiss volunteer Anne-Marie Freen says her evangelical faith has a home in Israel.
It's an honor to serve this land and to be near you, to cry with you, to pray with you, to hope with you, to believe with you.
Since the Israel-Hamas war began 5 months ago, evangelicals have been visiting Israel in growing numbers to volunteer and support the war effort. Tourism to Israel has plummeted since October when the war started. Now half of those who do visit come with faith-based groups.
That is Charles de la Desma reporting. And this is SRN News. We're just glad they didn't start snoring at the same time. Correspondent Karen Chamis reports on a mass nap in Mexico.
Dubbed the massive siesta, Mexicans stretched out in Mexico City for a mass nap to commemorate World Sleep Day. As small fountains of water bubbled at the base of the city's iconic monument to the revolution, hundreds of Mexicans laid sprawled out on the ground nearby to take a nap. Mexico was listed as the most overworked country in the world by a 2019 Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development report. I'm Karen Chamas.
The mayor of Maui prioritizing housing, evaluating evacuation routes, and hiring more firefighters as his community recovers from the deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century. More details at srnnews.com.